1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. President Biden has unveiled his budget plan. CBS's Stephen Portnoy has the story.
The president's budget includes a number of ideas that failed to advance when Democrats controlled both houses of Congress, including hundreds of billions of dollars for child and elder care and universal preschool. To pay for it all, Mr. Biden would raise the corporate tax rate, impose a new wealth tax on America's richest families, and increase rates on married couples earning over $450,000 a year. The budget allows the president to contrast his plans with Republicans.
They want to cut tax for the wealthy and large corporations.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy calls the Biden budget completely unserious. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley is proposing her own reforms to big-budget federal programs.
I'm Steve Dorsey in Washington.
We need to fix it.
Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley told an Iowa crowd she'd support reforms to Social Security and Medicare.
So the first thing you do is you change the retirement age of the young people coming up, so that we can try and have some sort of system for them.
Haley says those benefits should also be limited for the rich.
Democrats are supporting raising taxes on the wealthy. The CEO of Norfolk Southern was on Capitol Hill today testifying about that train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio.
Alan Shaw apologized, saying he is deeply sorry.
We have been cooperating fully with the NTSB's investigation.
The CEO said so far there is no indication that those on board the train did anything wrong.
The preliminary report found that the Norfolk Southern crew was operating the train below the speed limit and in an approved manner.
But he said it's clear the safety mechanisms in place were not enough. He promised improvements.
I'm going to make sure they've got the right training and the right technology.
That's CBS's Steve Futterman with that report. Well wishes pouring in as Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell recovers at a Washington, D.C. hospital. CBS's Nicole D'Antonio.
A spokesperson for the Kentucky Republican says he tripped at a local hotel during a private dinner. He has been admitted to the hospital where he is receiving treatment.
The 81-year-old Republican leader suffered a concussion. A massive Russian missile barrage rained down on sections of Ukraine last night. CBS's MTS Taib is in the Ukrainian city of Dnipro.
The far west of the country, Lviv, which has largely been spared the kind of devastation we've seen in the east of the country. You see homes reduced to rubble. You see people having lost their lives lying in their beds.
NASA Administrator Bill Nelson with the agency's top priority.
NASA is laser focused on Mars.
This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
When you're rolling Charmin, up just soft on the potty. Let's just muscle, roll it back, everybody. Charmin's irresistibly soft and hella nice. The crib is always stocked.
It's our potty.
Charmin Ultra Soft is irresistibly soft and more absorbent, so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Hi, this is Drew Barrymore. Do you know what my idea of the perfect night is? First, make a bunch of complicated plans, and then cancel all those plans. Instead, spend the night streaming movies and TV shows on Pluto TV for free, including my show. There are tons of live channels and even more on demand. Free to stream all you want on Pluto TV and never pay a thing. Stream now, pay never. Pluto TV.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Weather brought to you by you and your great business. For just $100 a week, this sponsorship is designed to make your phones ring.
But the offer absolutely ends March 15th. Log on civicmedia.us/weather. Civicmedia.us/weather.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter weather advisory continues until 9 a.m. this morning. Lows around 24, overnight, under cloudy skies, with snow likely. Northeasterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Snow likely, tomorrow, highs around 35, cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 17. 4 to 8 inches of snow, overnight, through Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 27.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Our phone number is 202-808-9925. We're grateful to Tom. Tom is on vacation. We're grateful for him to be able to take that. Again, the call-in number, as you might know by heart, is 202-808-9925. Would love to hear things you're grateful for. We'll also talk about misinformation and disinformation with a guest right up top. We'll have your gratitude poem. We'll do that right in the middle of the hour. Elon Musk has bought Twitter. Yesterday, National Security testimony before Congress shared their concern about TikTok data collection and influence. Fox News is facing the Dominion lawsuit for promoting Donald Trump's big election lie. Tucker Carlson is working to distract from that with his selectively edited January 6th footage. And all the while, a persistent drumbeat of disinformation and misinformation on various social media sites. Joining us right now is, fair to say, a national expert on disinformation and misinformation. Professor of Political Science at MIT, Adam Berinsky, joins us right now to talk about disinformation and maybe what we might do about it. Professor, thanks so much for being with us.
Great. Thanks for having me.
When did you start tracking disinformation and misinformation as a political topic? Always? Is it always something you cared about? Is this more of an emerging concern?
Well, I started being interested in the summer of 2009 when kind of rumors started circulating about Obama's birthplace, about death panels. So, you know, it's something I've been interested in personally for almost 15 years. But, you know, misinformation has been around the American political scene throughout our history. But clearly there's been a lot more interest among the public since the 2016 election, sort of the Russian attempts at fostering disinformation in the country and sort of the prevalence of beliefs and rumors and other sorts of crazy stories about American politics.
For people who hear both words and maybe conflate them, what's the difference between disinformation and misinformation?
Okay, so misinformation, we say, as for the academic definition, is basically it's claims that are unsupported by the balance of publicly available evidence. Disinformation gets at the intent of the sender. So a piece of misinformation, right, saying that's not supported by the evidence, if as the sender, the person who's spreading this information, I know it's wrong, but I'm trying to trick you, right, and to get you to believe something that's not true, we would call that disinformation. Now, the tricky thing is that, you know, I could be someone who sends a message to you as disinformation. You might think it's true. And so it's no longer disinformation. It's misinformation. But at the end of the day, it's the same result, that bad information is getting out into the information ecosystem.
And so often false memes are passed along, if not innocently, at least somewhat ignorantly, but that doesn't mean they started that way.
Exactly. Right. So, you know, sort of that we think about the initial actor, right? The person who put that information out there had a purpose, but they're basically kind of banking on the goodwill of folks who just generally spread information, things they hear, things they see in their social media feeds. So actually, it's this incidental exposure to misinformation that can be very dangerous, where people are not necessarily actively seeking it out, but, you know, a friend of a friend on Facebook, you know, you see something on TikTok that pops up in your feed that is, we have spread it. Initially it's disinformation, but then people spread it around, becomes misinformation, and you're exposed to that just as an average citizen.
Is there a way, and how do you track sort of the state of play, the status, the state of the union with regard to disinformation and misinformation? What do you count, and have we seen a rise of it in a way that's measurable?
Yeah, I mean, that's a very tricky question. You know, so being an academic, you know, say like have it both ways. So like on the one hand, on the other. But what makes it very tricky is that in order to say that something is misinformation, there needs to be a referee of sorts. So someone who's going to say this is true and this is false. And in the current political climate, it's very difficult to get agreement on that. So, you know, it's interesting if you ask people, have you seen misinformation on social media, just like a general public opinion poll? A lot of times people will say, yes, they have. And you ask them what that is. And in, you know, sort of more often than not, it's stuff that they don't like, right? So it's not that they think necessarily that objectively it's misinformation, but in their mind, it's seen as misinformation. So it makes it very difficult to track. And that's sort of why, you know, sort of thinking about, if we're looking at the rise of misinformation online over time, we want to look at things that are verifiably false, right? So things like, you know, Obama was not born in Hawaii in the 1960s, was in fact born in a foreign country, not eligible to be president. Cases of voter fraud that are claimed by Donald Trump and his associates, right? So the things that there is no actual evidence for. And in terms of tracking that over time, you know, sort of there seems to have been an increase over the last, you know, sort of decade or so. But it's very difficult because of that same measurement problem, trying to figure out what is misinformation in a way that everyone can agree, this is misinformation.
I don't think I need to ask why it matters. I think we understand that in a democracy, if we're going to make decisions together, we have to have a shared basis of facts. We can differ in opinion, but we at least have to have a shared basis of reality. And I think we also see the power of it. You mentioned Donald Trump's and others' promotion of the Obama birthplace lie. That was key to Donald Trump's political lie. So I don't think I'd ask you why it matters so much. In what sectors do you see it most pernicious, most prevalent? Where should we be watching most?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think that sort of thinking about what the effects are, as you say, that, you know, in some sense, the effects are obvious, but I think what I worry about is sort of misinformation that targets the system as a whole, right? So thinking about these cases about misinformation about the 2020 election and fraud or not fraud, right? That what matters is the fact that these stories are out there that are getting people to, even if they don't fully accept those rumors, or even if they mostly reject them, this questioning of whether or not the political system is fair. And so this brings us back to the question of disinformation. So, like, what was the Russian intent in the 2016 election, right? Was it to get Donald Trump elected president? Not directly. I think that, you know, all indications are that the Russian government thought that Clinton would win, but given that they thought Clinton would win, they wanted to basically undermine her presidency before it started, right? So kind of getting stories out there, it doesn't matter what you believe. I just want you to distrust authority, right? So it doesn't matter if you
understood.
Think there's an election. Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I get that part. And quoting the HBO series Chernobyl, that opened, what is the cost of lies? It is not that we'll mistake them for the truth. The real danger is if we hear enough lies, then we will no longer recognize the truth at all. What can we do then?
Yes.
I do want to ask you before the break, what do we do then? What are the best panacea? What are the best, what was the best diagnosis, prescription for addressing this diagnosis?
Yeah, I mean, well, that's, you know, sort of, I always say that, you know, I've spent about 15 years studying this, trying to figure out what are the roots of misinformation, how can we correct it? And I've made a lot more progress on the first question than the second, which is true, I think, of a lot of scholars. But there are things that can be done, that there's, you know, sort of strategy that can involve that you don't necessarily need to say this is true or false, but getting people to think more critically about the information that they encounter, giving them the skills and the ability to do that.
So when Tom says, tag, you're it, each of us have to be watchful eyes, ears, and brains of the misinformation. I also think human community that we can verify matters. Power of the human voice. Thank you, Professor. Stick with us for a moment, everybody.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, 202-808-9925.
Old car sitting around your house.
Oh, thank you.
Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold. Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
What about Cruise? Whether you're a history buff, a foodie, just want to relax and take in the sights, American Cruise Lines has something special for everyone. Choose to explore the mighty Mississippi River with American Cruise Lines. On this amazing journey, you'll discover Civil War history you've only read about. Savor exquisite Cajun cuisine in New Orleans. Experience the ultimate roots of rock and roll in Memphis. Or you can choose to explore the beautiful Columbia and Snake Rivers. You'll visit the scenic natural landscapes of Multnomah Falls, Mount St. Helens, the incredible Columbia River Gorge, one of the most beautiful places in the world, as you retrace the historic steps of Lewis and Clark. Come aboard the newest fleet of American riverboats. Relax on your private balcony as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. Well, thank you, everyone, for being with us. We are back, and welcome. Let's go straight to the phones. We'll do our poem right after the next break. I want to go to Terry. Terry, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for picking up my call. The reason I'm calling, for Tom's followers, I really have an opinion on this. It speaks for itself, okay, Jefferson? But this morning's Los Angeles Times reported that in the 2020 election in Coffee County, Georgia, in Branch County, Michigan, a given township there, Trump acolytes actually were given security code information to hack into the computer systems voting computer programs. And this morning's LA Times asks, is the Justice Department doing anything about it? That is against federal law to let unauthorized people get into the voting system. Yeah. Okay.
No, I tried. I thank you so much for bringing this up. I try to stay careful with Conspiracy Corner, but here's a challenge. Is all a conspiracy means is when two or more people in secret agree to do something bad. That happens literally every day. So even that word is tricky. And ever since the claims of election manipulation came from Donald Trump's lips, my read was, uh-oh, the one who smelt it dealt it. Each time he says that somebody else is doing something bad, it seems like it's a clue that he's been doing something bad. And I've literally been, and for all of the people who were shocked at the election in 2016, it is, I don't know, I don't want to continue to breed mistrust and distrust. I do want people to check out those LA Times stories. You want to plug them one more time, Terry?
Right. Well, this was reported at the time in the mainstream media. It wasn't a surprise to me, Jefferson, okay?
Yep. Well, I appreciate it very much. Thanks so much for the call. Thanks for listening. Okay.
Thanks for taking it. Thank you. Bye.
Let's go to Paul from Woodinville, Washington. How you doing, Paul?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. So with regard to misinformation and disinformation, the problem is that truth can be and must be tested. And for instance, we have nothing but a lot of BS that's spewed about mostly by the Republican Party, and it's untested. Even when it is tested, however, though, like all of the 62 cases in court that were thrown out of the big lie stolen election, They just say, oh, we're victims. We didn't get a fair chance. And whenever they lose, it wasn't a fair chance. So the professor, for instance, here's what I mean for the audience, said he actually said something was untrue. That is that you cannot serve as president of the United States if you're not a natural born citizen. That is not necessarily true. It has to be tested. In other words, you can run for president. You can even be elected. You can even be sworn into office if you're not a natural born citizen, if nobody sues you. If nobody sues after you take office, then you will be the first to...
Yeah, you're ineligible to be president, but somebody can be ineligible for something and still get it sometimes.
Well, the point is that the court, if you're not sued, the test is, who is the jury? And that is the American people. They elected you. You were elected to be, and it's not, the burden of proof is not on the person who's taken office. The burden of proof is on the claimant to show that they either have evidence that you are not a natural born citizen born on the soil jurisdiction of the United States, or that you are a natural born citizen of another country.
Yeah.
So they'd either have to have your birth certificate from another country. You're not required to produce your birth certificate if you're being sued. You're the defendant. You're not required to produce it. What if you don't have it? You don't have to have one. So the truth is, if it's tested, it's only true. It's true in theory, but it is not true in fact until it's tested.
Yeah. Policing, that checking against, that testing, to use your word, and verifying and then doing anything about it is a fundamental challenge in truth-telling. In the past, there were gatekeepers, other people who had journalistic authority to not always correctly applied, and you had the fairness doctrine, and you had multiple checks, and now we're trying to figure out what are those checks, and how do we do that to sort of preserve information flow and build honest information flow in a democracy. Morris from Long Beach, good to hear from you, Morris.
Hey, how you doing, my brother? Listen here. Listen to you and the professor talk, and one of the things that I was waiting to hear about was called the fair doctrine. This before Russ Limbaugh. Prior to the fair doctrine, we didn't have this kind of trouble. But when the fair doctrine was eliminated, we got all kind of narratives. But you know, we got to be honest here, my brother. Misinformation and false information, it really does have a benefit because it distracts the audience from the corporate nefarious behavior. Yeah. It distracts the audience from that $40 trillion that's been transferred from the middle class to the top 1%. So there's a benefit for it.
No, for sure there's a benefit. And even just the time spent refuting it means you don't have time to say something else that's true and important.
Absolutely. Have a good day, my friend.
Be well, Morris. We'll be back with the Tom Hartman Show. I'm Jeff. You're you. I'm glad to be with you.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
This is Tom Hartman Program, 202-808-9925. Going to bed at a decent hour didn't always mean I got enough sleep. Often I was either too hot, too cold, just not comfortable. That changed with my Cozy Earth bedding, the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding on the planet. Cozy Earth bedding is naturally temperature regulating, so Louise and I sleep great in any weather. And we're not alone. Like this 5-star review from Laura, quote, "My husband and I are getting the best sleep we've ever had, to the point where we don't wake up in the middle of the night because we're so comfortable. I can't wait to buy more colors." Cozy Earth bedding is made from the finest materials, including premium viscose, made from highly sustainable bamboo. And Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's favorite things 5 years in a row.
United Way of Southwood in Adams Counties invites all women to join us for the 12th annual Power of the Purse, Tuesday, March 14th at Bullseye Golf Club from 5 to 7:30 p.m. Power of the Purse is a fundraiser to support early grade literacy hosted by Women United. There will be a purse silent auction, raffles, online auction, and great food. All thanks to our diamond sponsors, Lion Energy, Aspirus Health, Connexus Cares, Ginzel Insurance Agency, Ho-Chunk Gaming, Nakusa, Paul Gross Jewelers, Prevail Bank, Walker Cranberry, and Williams Plumbing and Heating. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit uwswac.org or call 715-421-0390.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bride. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Weather brought to you by you and your great business. For just $100 a week, this sponsorship is designed to drive traffic to your website.
But the offer absolutely ends March 15th. Log on civicmedia.us/weather. civicmedia.us/weather.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter weather advisory continues until 9 a.m. this morning. Lows around 24, overnight, under cloudy skies, with snow likely. Northeasterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Snow likely, tomorrow, highs around 35, cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 17. 4 to 8 inches of snow, overnight, through Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 27.
Ride. The poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. always on the Civic Media app.
As Goes Wisconsin.
Mandela Barnes, future runs. Not yes, not no.
You know, I'm not closing the door, right? Like, taking a loss is not easy. And it's tough, too, when it's such a razor-thin margin. You know, I know some people who just get up right away and decide they want to run again.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not there. But, you know, it's all timing.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. I was reminded of Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
I was reminded of Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Thank you.
Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. It is Thank You Thursday. It can sometimes be a challenge to think about what we're grateful for. It's really helpful. It's helpful for our health. It's helpful for our sleep. It's helpful for our productivity. It's as valuable as winning the lottery when it comes to human happiness. Studies show winning the lottery will increase your happiness about 5%. But you can get about the same level of happiness increase by expressing gratitude like five times a week. The nice thing about the gratitude thing is that persists, and the lottery winning happiness growth goes away. So gratitude is useful. It's one of the reasons why we want to do some of it. Thank a particular activist. Thank a particular policy. Thank somebody in your life. It's useful. And here's Carl Sandburg, our prayer of thanks. For the gladness here where the sun is shining at evening on the weeds of the river, our prayer of thanks. For the laughter of children who tumble barefooted and bareheaded in the summer grass, our prayer of thanks. For the sunset and the stars, the women and the white arms that hold us, our prayer of thanks. God, if you are deaf and blind, if this is all lost to you, God, if the dead in their coffins and the silver handles on the edge of town are the reckless dead of war days thrown unknown in pits, if these dead are forever deaf and blind and lost, our prayer of thanks. God, the game is all your way, the secrets and the signals and the system, and so for the break of the game and the first play and the last, our prayer of thanks. I appreciate this community. I appreciate this show. I appreciate getting to sit in this chair. Call in numbers 202-808-9925. Yeah, it's Thank You Thursday. We're also talking about disinformation and misinformation. Thanks for the call about the Fairness Doctrine. We'll take your calls and more of them. And I want to give that opening line from Chernobyl again. Maybe I quote pop culture too much. Maybe it is a signal into what I tend to consume. When maybe I should be writing books. I have yet to write one. But what is the cost of lies? It is not that we'll mistake them for the truth. The real danger is that if we hear enough lies, then we no longer recognize the truth of all. What can we do then? What else is left but to abandon even the hope of truth and content ourselves instead with stories? Excuse me. What is left but to abandon even the hope of truth and content ourselves instead with stories? In these stories, it doesn't matter who the heroes are. All we want to know is who is to blame. That was the opening line of an HBO TV show, and it feels apt. Let's go straight to your calls. Marty, thanks for calling. From Wexham, Michigan?
Yes, that's right. Thank you for taking my call. I just, on the subject of disinformation, I wanted to mention a very fresh example on a subject that I know is near and dear to Tom's heart. This is something I just saw last night on MSNBC, of all places. It was a very dystopian ad purveying the message that Biden was going to slash Medicare. It was actually about Medicare Advantage, but most viewers will absolutely not catch the difference. It showed pictures of seniors in distress and with narration and text showing things like cutting hundreds of millions of dollars, and this will cost seniors $1,080 a year. And as a great example of how the right-wing media empire
coordinates. Wow, that's a good example.
Literally within minutes of seeing that ad, my phone got a news tweak from Fox News saying, seven-figure ad campaign exposes billions in Biden's Medicare cuts. A conservative advocacy organization is pushing back against Biden's proposed cuts to Medicare. The seven-figure ad campaign in 14 vulnerable Democratic districts. They're relentless.
No, what a powerful example. And, of course, going after Medicare Advantage, that's the part that Medicare advocates want to transform, right? That was the part they got squeezed in by the sort of medical lobbyists, not by the people who are looking out for people. What an excellent example. Thank you so much, Marty.
You bet.
Let's go to Samuel from Santa Ana, California. What's the weather right now in Santa Ana? When it's, I'm wearing a turtleneck today because it's chilly. It's been cold here. We've had snow. I barely made it over the mountains, over the pass to the through the Coast Range the other night. It was just pretty much a whiteout on the road when the snow came, a little bit unexpectedly. You're in Santa Ana, California, and I'll bet you. I know you might have faced some rains, but you're gonna bum me out by how warm it is right now. What is it? Is it over 40 degrees in Santa Ana?
It's over 40. It's over 50. We're expecting, I guess it's going to be in the upper 60s today, but, you know, you got to keep in mind, it's subjective. For us, this is wintertime, you know, and it'll go down in the 40s, so it does get chilly.
So at what temperature do you wear a coat? This is what I understand, okay? I wear a coat, you know, in the 40s, I definitely wear a coat. Do you wear a coat in the 50s?
No, well, I'm a transplant. I was not born here. And so my idea of winter in California is I have a T-shirt on.
Right. You know,
I mean, underneath my other shirt. So if I'm going out at night, that's when I might have a sweatshirt or something like that. I rarely wear coats.
What about your neighbors? Do your neighbors get chilly when it turns to like 55 degrees in February and March?
Oh, yeah. Everybody talks about how it's freezing. And people do walk around in coats. You will see that.
When they, if somebody says it's freezing when it's 57 degrees, you don't have to argue. You just have to remind them definition of freezing. I believe it's 32 degrees Fahrenheit. Right? I believe it's 0 degrees Celsius. And then that it's not freezing at 55. Anyway, I understand this is not the Weather Channel. I am nonetheless wearing a turtleneck today. You didn't call for that. Go ahead, your turn.
Okay, good on you. So here's the thing. I just wanted to point out that on the subject of information and misinformation. This goes as far back, at least that I know, going to March of 1993. It might have been March. When was it? 1993. Dateline did a thing on NBC where they burned up a GM truck, and they wanted to show how unsafe they were, and they had started the fire themselves. GM sued them and made them go online. I happened to be watching the show that night live. And they went on, and they did the biggest apology you could imagine. So the point that I'm making is that what I see how this kind of thing will affect us now, the Dominion people are now saying that they want Fox, as a part of the settlement, to go and admit the lies on air.
Yeah.
If Dominion gets its way, they will have to go on, if they have the right lawyers, and they should make them admit each lie. In other words, each show that they did a lie in, they should have them going and doing that. They could have them apologizing literally dozens of times. This is going to come at a point where we're going to be getting elections, because I'm sure Fox will fight it long enough to where the election season will be in full force. That then is going to put Newsmax and One America, whatever that is, on notice as well. And what I'm hoping will happen is that we will see what is now the peak of disinformation go down, and hopefully people will be more mindful who have these broadcasts going that they cannot actually make anything up. And if that happens, we could actually have something better for our democracy, and this could be the truest election that we've had going all the way back to the days of Willie Horton and the Bush ads.
Oh, it's so interesting. I do think a lot is riding on the Dominion lawsuit, right? Because getting word to puncture a little bit the bubble of misinformation, disinformation that has been developed by Fox News and right-wing talk radio over the last 30 years, which I think is the most important dynamic. It's been the most important. Trump didn't start that. He was spawned from it, right? I mean, this is what democracy is up against. Every time somebody says, oh, we're polarized, every time somebody says, oh, we have political division, I'm like, no, you're misunderstanding the primary dynamic. The primary dynamic that's been going on is there is this, you know, 30% plus cohort of human beings who of divergent politics at some point, but nonetheless tended to be white, tended to be older, tended to be Christian, that got corralled into a common corral and live in that echo chamber. And it ends up we get callers like, I think it was Bobby. No, it was not Bobby. It was different. It was a different name. Who, you know, called called because he wanted to talk about how Tucker Carlson had shown the way with the videos he's showing, right? That this is the big dynamic. And puncturing that at least a little bit, as you said, by lots and lots of admissions, a challenge we face is actually getting a court to hold the press accountable is hard for courts to do. In the era of journalistic ethics, of journalistic integrity, of not merely capital control and not merely trying to use it as a tool of state power, right, that courts were trained. I mean, every lawyer and law student is trained, hey, be a little careful here. The whole idea of the First Amendment is freedom of the press. And that is a challenging thing for a judge to overturn. So I don't know what's going to happen in the Dominion lawsuit, but it's tricky. Last word for you, Samuel.
Yeah, freedom of the press, freedom of speech does not mean that you can yell fire in one of Putin's theaters.
Thanks so much. Let's go to Chris from WCPT and Afraid of Me. We'll talk to you in just a moment, Chris. We're going to break for a second. You're listening to Tom Hartman program. Call the number here is 202-808-9925.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
You are listening to Tom Hartman program, 202-808-9925. Anything you're thankful for? I'll share something I'm thankful for.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-258-5617. 800-258-5617. 800-258-5617. That's 800-258-5617.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com, Capterra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust it. My original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer. Participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
We're back to the Tom Hartman program. I'm Jefferson Smith. Let's go straight to your calls. Scott from KBCS in Seattle. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to say first that I really, really don't want to be blown up by a nuclear bomb Vladimir Putin tosses at us, but I'd rather have that happen than bow my neck and say, oh, please, Vlad, I don't care how many foreigners you kill, just don't hurt me. Listeners of the program might remember from prior calls that I'm Catholic, and the question comes up, aren't Christians just supposed to turn the other cheek? But it's not that simple. We're also supposed to use our divine-given gifts like intelligence, reason, or moral sense to do what's right and just as best we can. And the war in Ukraine opposing this murderous, pointless assault, that's the best right and just stuff we can do. And there's something else. The first commandment takes precedence. You shall have no other god before you. Putin has no right to set himself up as god, to decide who should live and how they should live. And if he doesn't like it, he'll kill them. Every Ukrainian has equal value in the eyes of God who made us all. On his murderous rampage, he's not just a bloody monster. He's a blasphemer. And yes, he will die and face judgment just like everybody else. And when he does, he's going to be accused of setting himself up as God. And he has no right to do that. The Ukrainians have every right to resist him. And we ought to help them, not just shrug and say that God will make everything right on Judgment Day. We have to take action ourselves with the abilities we were given by God. I have to say one other last thing. It's okay for me to spout fire and brimstone, but I'm not there. And if I were there, I'm too old and decrepit to take a rifle and a bayonet and oppose the Russians. But, Jeff, I can fly a radio-controlled model aircraft as well as anybody can. And if I were there, I'd join that group of old fogies who are using drones to even up the odds a little bit. And that's right and just. Thank you.
Scott, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it very much. And as somebody who was raised by my dad, going to Beyond War meetings, and my I think the greatest fear of my generation was nuclear proliferation. At the same time, I can't disagree with you. At the same time, the moral cause of trying to support Ukraine feels clear. I do have hope that it will unite is too strong a word, but I do hope that there will be efforts to more unify parts of this nation to help Ukraine to recognize the threat that Vladimir Putin is. I'm not here to rattle sabers, but I do appreciate your call very much, and I am aware that Vladimir Putin is maybe the leading sponsor of international terrorism, and because he has a white face, we tend to kind of avoid that part and look for the too often sort of American media looks at terrorists with brown faces, but there are terrorists with white faces, and very often people behind them have white faces. So appreciate your call. We're going to keep going. Let's go to Dee from Seattle. How you doing, Dee?
Hi. On the subject of disinformation, several weeks ago I was watching Seattle Comeford News, and they were saying that the CDC was putting out a statement, and I just happened to be flipping by. I didn't hear it on any other national news, any other news whatsoever. The CDC saying that the Pfizer vaccine can cause strokes. And I kind of thought, well, this is real information, but in a way, I might have missed it. And also, at what number is there a magic number where they do a recall? So, I mean, we have the real information, but now what? I mean, what are they doing with it? And I could have completely missed it. So I don't know if there's like some number where they have to recall the Pfizer vaccine, what's left in place. You know what I mean?
Where did you get that information?
This was on Como 4 News, Seattle, several weeks ago, I believe. Huh.
All right. Well, feel free to share it with us. Feel free to pass in the link. I'm at Jefferson D. Smith on Twitter, and you can also ping the show directly. But, D, thanks for your call.
Yeah, very much. Thanks.
Be well. Let's go to Rhonda from, I think it's Wayne, Michigan.
Hello. Yes, I'm calling because I related to the last caller who just called regarding the her pay and that the guy was paid more. So basically, I'm 49 years old. I'm a single black woman. I had relocated to Georgia at the age of 25, took on this job. And like the first week that I was there, the human resource lady, she was a black lady. She was actually leaving out like her last week, and I'm new, just coming in. Typically in my industry, I'm normally like the only, you know, black person to do what I do, which is, that's not a big deal.
And what's your industry? What's your industry?
I do real estate title okay. work
All
for
right.
closings.
Yeah. Yep. Keep going.
Yeah. So the human resource lady, she pulled me to the side. She said, I'm not supposed to tell you, however, because I can get fired for it. But I just wanted to let you know that one of the ladies here has less experience than you. She's been out of the industry for well over like 10 or 12 years because she was a stay-at-home mom taking care of her kids to raise her children. And I've been in the industry nonstop. And she was getting paid $20,000 more than me. I was 25 years old, and it kind of blew me away. That was my, you know, I was from Michigan, moving to Georgia to provide a better life for my daughter. I'm a single mom, and when she said that, she was like, just, you know, be cautious. So I never said anything because I didn't want to rat her out. So it was something that opened my eyes, and it's so funny because I know in corporate, they always tell you, like, not to discuss your pay with other coworkers, you know, and now I see why.
there has been a movement of greater transparency around pay for that very reason, right, for that very reason. So the old story is, oh, well, this guy's got a family to raise, therefore he should get paid more, and all that does is reinforce reinforce sort of misogynistic economic realities. I think you were facing, I think what you're telling me is you were facing, your concerns, you were facing racial economic realities.
Oh, I definitely was. Yeah, I didn't want to shake the boat. I just needed a job.
You just needed a job.
Unfortunately.
And you're scared to say anything. Scared to say anything because you don't want to lose the job you need. Rhonda, thanks for saying something today.
Thanks.
Appreciate you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Using the internet without ExpressVPN is like walking your dog in public without securing them on a leash. I mean, most of the time you'll probably be fine, but what if one day your dog runs away or gets dognapped? It's better to be careful, especially when it's as simple as using ExpressVPN. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network in cafes, hotels, airports, etc., your online data is not secured. Any hacker on the same network can gain access to and steal your personal data. But ExpressVPN creates a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet, so they can't do it. It would take a hacker with a supercomputer over a billion years to get past ExpressVPN's encryption. ExpressVPN works on all your devices, phone, laptop, tablet, even your smart TV, and it's so easy to use. Just fire up the app and click one button to get protected. I can get you an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN free.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You could say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You could ask with an app if it works for you. You could write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you could write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Good chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation
for WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.